So it works like this. First, I find those two solutions. And in the first region, the first solution where the amplitude was 1 and the derivative was 0, that's a cosine. And the other one where the amplitude was 0 but the derivative was 1 gives me this sine solution. So that's the potential looks like this. And I first found the solution in this part. And now I need to find the solution in the second part. And there also, the solutions are sines and cosines. Here is a cosine of x with a different wavelength than in the first section. In this section, it's got one wavelength, and in here, the solution has a different wavelength. So it's a function of x, and then there's a phase shift, and this is just a coefficient that comes from matching the boundary conditions. So this is cosine of k2x, this is sine k2x, cosine of k2x, sine k2x. So really, in the second part of the potential, I also have sines and cosines. Here the solutions are sines and cosines. Here the solutions are sines and cosines, and they have two different wavelengths in these two parts. And I've matched the boundary conditions, and from this second set, I can insert x right at the end. So right here, x equals a. A is the period of the structure. And it tells me what these two solutions are one period later.